Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think it's time we start a new club here at the B, and we're going to call it Billy's Book Banter, because that's what you tune into your country station for, is book talk.
Woo! Dear God. Boy, you sure, you know exactly what the public wants, Billy.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club. Billy, TJ, Hope is on vacation. She's back on Monday. So I'm reading, I read a lot of books. I do a lot of books on tape, audio books, because I have a long drive. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading this book called Flash Forward. It's by an author named Robert J. Sawyer. And it paints an interesting scenario that I want to run past everybody. 252-9233. I want to know if you would be cool with this concept.
Okay.
So there is a phenomenon that happens. Everybody passes out for 2 minutes. The entire world, same time. But that 2 minutes, you're flashed 30 years into the future, doing whatever mundane thing you would be doing 30 years from now. So some people are just sitting there reading the news. Other people are putting their kids to bed. Other people don't have visions. Those are the people that aren't going to be around in 30 years.
Hmm.
So the book puts out this scenario where this lady reaches out to this famous guy and says, look, you know about these visions that everybody's had? And he goes, yeah. She goes, well, I had one about you, and I'm sorry to say that you're going to die. And she gives him the date that he's going to die. How do you know this? Because it was in the news. I was reading a news story about you being murdered like 23 years from now. So I was like, it was a, scenario is, this guy now has the knowledge that he's going to die on this specific day.
Yeah.
TJ, would you want me to tell you if I had a vision on the specific date that you were going to no longer be with us? Would you want to know the date?
Are you kidding? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd stop wasting so much time.
I could see your credit card bill going through the roof.
I mean, yeah, cash out your retirement. Go spend every single waking moment doing exactly what you want. Because honestly, I mean, as much as we're like, live for the day. In reality is, we all got to work, right?
That's near term, though. What about if it was long term? What if it's like 12 years from now?
Would you still live differently? Well, that's good to know. I got some time.
Okay.
But yes, I would definitely still live differently.
See, I'm the flip side. I don't want to know, because I think that would consume me. I think every thought would be, I need to squeeze as much as I can out of today. Live for today. I don't think I would live in the moment, because I'd be so worried about that date coming here.
Plus, I could prepare everyone around me. Oh, there's so much benefit to knowing.
Do you have a big party the day before?
Probably. Absolutely. I mean, none of us make it out alive. You know what I mean?
That is correct. But some of us are here for 80 years and some of us are here for much less. So I don't know. I guess you answered the question. You absolutely would want to know.
I would want to know.
I wouldn't want to know. But people listening, 252-9233. Simple. I would want to know. I wouldn't want to know. Let us know. Welcome back to the B Morning Coffee, Billy's Book Club.
He really wants this to start happening, people.
It's going to happen.
He really wants it to happen.
There are some people out there that read books, TJ.
Oh, I'm one of them. But I don't know that.
I don't know that we could talk about the ones you read on the air.
I know. Dirty ones.
They're all racy and stuff. So the scenario today is coming from a book that I'm reading called Flash Forward. Mm-hmm. Basically, everybody blacks out because of this phenomenon for 2 minutes, all at the same time. We all have a vision. And then that vision is from 30 years in the future. And then poof, you're back in your normal daytime. Whatever you were doing, mm-hmm. that's what you saw 30 years ahead. So one lady who happened to be reading the news saw the story of this famous guy who was murdered. So she reached out to him and said, hey, man, I just want to let you know, my vision was that you will no longer be on this earth as of this date. So what do you do with that information? A, would you want to know?
I say absolutely.
B, if you knew somebody else was going to die, would you tell them?
Yeah.
You would?
I would. Yeah, so, I would assume everyone would want to know.
I'm so neurotic. I think I would just think about it all the time. I know we're all going to die at some point.
So wouldn't that make it easier for you to make peace with God? Wouldn't that be like time for you to make peace with things rather than be neurotic about it?
And look at a calendar and go, oh, I got 4 years, 6 months, oh my and 12 gosh. Days. Oh, it would just freak me out. I'd rather not know.
Well, a texter goes, hey, there was an instance where an individual did get the bad news, cashed out everything, et cetera. Guess what didn't happen? Nothing is predictable. So
look, I read books with Star Wars and Wookiees, you know, lightsabers, right. All that. So
Fairies and vampires.
Yes, all that. You just got to, you know, take reality and put it on hold while you're reading. Another texter says, I was told the day I will die is March 27th. But no year. So every year, whoever I see that day, I'll say it was nice knowing you. Then I'll make the 28th. I make it to the 28th and I don't have to worry about it for another year.
Oh my gosh.
What
are
if
you
a
kidding?
Psychic told you that? TJ, I'm getting a vibe. I'm getting a vibe. It's May 30th, but I don't see a year attached to it. Every year, May 29th is going to roll around. You're going to freak out.
Well, that's insane. That is crazy. First of all, I've got a thing with psychics, so, I probably wouldn't believe them anyways. But there was one who my mother loves going to these things.
Yeah.
Anytime she can go to a psychic, she's all for it. And a few years ago when she was in Florida on vacation with my sister, they went to see a psychic who told my mother that she would be ill soon and she would have a very bad illness. And at the time, my mother's worst nightmare was illness.
Yeah.
And she was so healthy and everything was fine. So that's what's bizarre about, you know, I don't know. That's why I don't like to mess around with that stuff.
I don't want to know. All right. This concludes another edition of Billy's Book Banter. I'm going to make this a thing.
Stop trying to make it happen.
No, this is going to be a thing.
It's not going to happen.
People want to talk about books.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.